to Vista. This is a message from Lucy. If you are hearing this, the fog is coming. Remain inside your homes. The fog is coming, and it makes you jack off. If the fog enters your home, you will start jacking off. Stay inside your homes and listen to Bunta Vista. The fog is coming. This message is not a drill. Gather essential supplies and keep your podcasting app open. The fog advances with purpose. If your loved ones begin jacking off, do not approach and keep a safe distance. The fog does not discriminate. You are not immune. Andrew, Theo, and Ben have been taken by the fog that makes you jack off. Please remain calm. The fog is relentless and unending. Remain in your homes. Do not turn off your podcast. Communication has commenced with Andrew, Theo, and Ben. Do not be afraid. Please provide an update on your status.
Hell, I'm jacking off right now.
Yeah.
Communication lost. The fog is coming. 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 The fog is coming.
Hell, fog ain't the only thing that's coming.
Yeah. I'm worried it's going to start talking again.
It's probably going to start talking again. Okay, I think we're clear.
You reckon?
Yeah, I'm like in the fog that makes you
clear
jack
the
off.
Fog or the message?
Oh, man, is that the robot lady voice is saying fog? The fog.
Yeah,
the fog.
She was also saying podcast.
Podcast. Yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah, unending. Now, robots aren't quite there yet. Lucy is at she's away. And
yeah, where is she?
She said.
Where'd she go tonight?
She's going to go see Cold Chisel.
Going to go see Cold Chisel.
Okay, folks, how do we describe? Now, a little while ago, our listenership kind of ticked over into more Americans than Australians. So,
who gives a fuck?
What I'm saying is, who wants to have a go at explaining Cold Chisel to the dirty fucking Yanks?
It's a band, but you've got to be old to like them.
Yeah.
That's about the size of it.
Okay, so you know the meme track. It sucks. There's like guys in like an ironic kind of Western setting, and it goes dun 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 ba 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 ba, and then like there's a man standing behind the mountains, and he's holding his hat, and he's going, he's just squealing. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly. Sort of like that.
He's got a cowboy hat on, like a bit of a leather duster kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was an actual song. I don't think it was like a meme. I think it became a meme after.
But they made it as a meme because...
It's the Kieran Callanan, who's that guy that exposed himself.
Yeah,
on
the red carpet of the Arias or some shit.
Yeah.
Good on him. That's Australian culture, folks.
Yeah, we love exposing ourselves.
I don't know about that one.
On Big Brother. Anyway, so that's Mr. Cold Chisel guest appearance by Jimmy Barnes.
Jimmy Barnes.
Yeah. And they, kind of play like mid-tempo rock music, but with high-pitched, I don't know. Jimmy Barnes is all right. He's all right, isn't he?
It's an Australian pub rock band. There's not really
much to explain.
Australian
pub rock band, yeah.
Now, if you're not into Australian pub rock, you could check out The Tin Lids, which was a children's pop group formed in 1990, comprised of Jimmy Barnes's children.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And if you're not into either of those things, check out the band Ocean Size. Some pretty good post-metal there. Three great albums, one not so good album.
And if you're not into any three of those things, we have nothing else for you. We can't help you. It turns out you're the pickiest fucking person on the planet.
What's your fucking problem? First of all, you're American.
Take a look at yourself. Take a long, hard look at yourself.
Hey, if you got three music recommendations from a podcast and none of them was something that you liked, you might think that you had been scammed. It's time for Scam Watch.
Warning, warning. Someone has successfully or unsuccessfully attempted a scam and must be judged. This is Scam Watch.
Now, I know that's supposed to be a warning, But to me, it has the exact tone of the message that they play when you're in the queue for the Superman ride at Warner Brothers Movie World.
Oh, I've never been on.
They're trying to get you hyped up, but they also slip in some safety messages.
They're like, holy fuck, everything's coming apart.
Rip your sack off.
Do not wear your hat.
Krypton is collapsing. Make sure that your shoes are firmly on your feet. This is from WISN in Wisconsin. Yeah. Missing kayak and presumed dead, faked his own disappearance and fled the country.
That's his business, you know? I don't presume to know another man's heart and soul.
Yeah.
I don't presume to know what kind of crimes he's been caught for.
Yes, me neither. A Wisconsin kayaker.
Perhaps.
A Wisconsin kayaker who has been missing for months and was presumed dead likely faked his own death and fled to Europe, investigators said Friday.
Hold on, so they didn't find him?
Because he's fled, yeah.
But they've just concluded he's talented Mr. Ripley-ing now?
What's the presumably in there doing? Like, they know he's in Europe, but he might have also died at the same time?
But that
What's
is true.
In question here?
They don't know that he's alive, but they do know for sure that he left the country.
He could have been organ trafficked by Albanians over there and be, you know, all split up into pieces. He could have been tookened.
Ryan Borgwart, 44, vanished after a trip.
I'm starting fresh. I'm sick of hearing about this name.
Ryan Borgwart vanished after a trip to Green Lake on August 12th. Green Lake County Sheriff Mark Podol said Borgwart's family reported him missing after he hadn't returned from a kayaking trip to the area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is about 1 hour north of where Borgwart and his family live. Quote, "There was nothing we could find, so we continued our search, and it continued for 54 days, Podol said in a news conference Friday.
Does that seem like about 52 days longer than they usually search for people?
Yeah, 100%. Didn't find him. Well, dead now. Definitely
not
in Europe.
Did they find his kayak floating slowly upside down on a creek somewhere, though?
I think they found the kayak. They didn't say whether it was an ominous sort of Boromir-like omen that he witnessed earlier the morn.
Bitten in half.
Severed penis lying in the bottom, you know? Nothing like that?
Through repeated searches, investigators found an overturned kayak and life vest floating in the water, along with Borgwart's fishing gear.
It
was overturned.
Yeah, well, if you're faking your death, you got to turn it upside down. Yeah. No one's going to believe it if it's floating right side up, because that just looks like you've been raptured.
Yeah, or like you simply stepped out of the kayak and walked away.
Keith Cormican volunteered with his sonar equipment to help search. Cormican started the non-profit Bruce's Legacy in honor of his father, Bruce, who drowned in 1995.
Correction, his brother, Bruce.
Cormican has helped to recover the bodies of more than 50 drowning victims since he founded the non-profit, and much of his work he does for free.
Just for the love of the game. I fucking love finding a waterlogged corpse.
I love dead bodies. Do you think they found Bruce's body, or is Bruce in Europe? It's probably distasteful.
Maybe. I don't know. It sounds like this guy started like a charity where he helps other people who have had
similar losses.
That's
why I said it's probably distasteful. Yeah. I agree with you. I don't know why I'm in trouble.
Okay. In the search for Borgwart, Cormican said he broke multiple pieces of equipment. Quote, "Early into the search, I went through $10,000 in repairs," Cormican said.
Who's going to reimburse you for that, you know?
Cormican also said he thought something was strange about Borgwart's disappearance early on in the search. Quote, "Certainly a week into it, I was starting to question whether he was really there or not," Cormican said. Quote, "He said to me, Sheriff, I've done a lot of these searches and I can't find him," Podol said of his conversation with Cormican. In October, Podol said he found out law enforcement in Canada ran Borgwart's passport August 13th, the day after he disappeared.
Oh.
Yeah, probably a good step to take, yeah.
Yeah, so I think probably alive at that point.
Yeah.
Probably not in the creek. Probably out in the creek.
Like, I don't know how much these searches cost.
Yeah.
Well, he's 10,000
in repairs alone. Maybe if they could
alone.
Just, like, fire off, like, a if they got, like, a SharePoint workflow or something they could do that, like, someone gets lost and you just do the check. maybe just check straight away.
It is kind of nice to know that, like, you know, in your head you think, oh, we're living this very sort of digitized age. You know, your retinas are being scanned everywhere you go. Everything's being, you know, filed away, sent to some central database. If you're using your passport or a credit card or a mobile phone, they'll be able to find you. And it turns out it's kind of, I can't. It's not like the police have like one thing where they just type in this guy's like ID number or whatever and then it searches all the things.
They can, but they don't like doing it if they don't have to.
Those fucking
that's work.
Canadians are bilking them.
Yeah.
You want to do an ID search, huh?
It's $20.
$20.
We're talking USDs.
quote, wow, yeah, that was something we didn't expect, Podol said.
What the fuck are you doing? What is...
I think the small town sheriff probably assumes guy on a kayak who goes missing from his kayak has probably been in a kayaking accident.
Haven't you seen like Twin Peaks or anything?
Yeah, he's probably seen Twin Peaks.
Amanda Palmer, whatever happens to her, I don't know.
Did you watch Twin Peaks?
Hasn't he ever heard the expression, it's always in the last place you look? And did he look in Canada?
No. Yeah.
Have you looked in Europe?
And the case unraveled from there.
Oh.
Yeah, probably pretty quick.
Investigators said a search of Borgwardt's laptop showed the 44-year-old father moved money into foreign banks, bought an airline gift card, took out a life insurance policy, and had been communicating with a woman from Uzbekistan.
Ah, the nefarious Uzbeks. At it again. Got,
that's just all of them. That's all of the red flags that you could have had.
It's pretty much every indication that you could give that you intend to disappear and become an Uzbeki farmer.
Like, last Google search was nice places to live in Uzbekistan.
How long nice it takes wife for... in Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan wife sex how often?
Uzbekistan TripAdvisor?
3.2 stars. Oh, that doesn't sound good.
On the other hand, though, they'll never look for me there, you know?
Yeah.
Quote, Ryan, if you're watching this, I'm pleading that you contact us or contact your family. We understand that things can happen, but there's a family that wants their daddy back, Podol said in front
things
of the press.
Things can happen? I mean, yeah, look, it's got obviously a few conflicting feelings that they must be having right now.
The name two
what,
of
with
them.
The faked death and the money diverted tickets to Europe. And
Uzbek
the,
lady,
the
lovely
new Uzbek wife,
busty Uzbek woman.
I think he's gone, dude.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Although, until he gets kind of, you know, stripped at knife point by the quote unquote Uzbek wife, who's just like four Italian men.
Very big trench coat, Italian made. I think that you know. The family can want their daddy back all they like. I would say that this guy has put maybe like 10 times the effort into his decision-making process to abandon his family that most fathers do before abandoning their family and not coming back.
Yeah.
Is he mainly trying to avoid child support?
Well, no, he's doing the opposite because the life insurance policy wouldn't pay out to him because he's dead. The life insurance insurance policy pays out to his family.
Oh, a little parting gift.
He's taking care of his family.
Yes.
So that he can go and do it Uzbek style with a brand new lady in his life. Man, he really could have just taken off, though. Like, I feel like, most of these sorts of dads are just like, they're just getting on the plane and they're just going.
Like, it used to be easier. It used to be easier for sure, right? To say, you know what? Not feeling it. And just like move the next state over.
Law enforcement did not specify exactly where they think Borgwardt is, but they did say they are trying to make contact with him, determine what crimes, if any, he committed, and file a lawsuit against him for the wasted county resources.
Oh, come on. That's sore loser stuff.
Do you want him back or not?
Yeah. Don't punish him for doing the right thing, which is returning to his family.
I'm sorry that you spent 54 days looking in the crick before you decided to check if he had, like, used his passport or moved all his money overseas. That's on you.
Yeah, sort of a you problem. That's called secondary behavior. He can't be punished for that.
I'm really curious as to when they say what crimes, if any, surely some part of this has to have a baked in crime element to it.
Insurance fraud?
Insurance fraud is a crime.
Insurance fraud? Yeah.
Is it just like faking your own death a crime, or is that covered under the, is that the First Amendment? Which one's freedom of speech?
I think it's one of the mortal sins.
It's faking your own death?
Yeah.
Hey, if this guy had faked his own death, he probably wouldn't have turned up in the Ripping Report, because a guy dying kayaking happens like constantly, and it's not particularly funny, and it's pretty sad. But let's look at a death that would fall under the Ripping Report by doing a segment we call The Ripping Report.
I'm itching for another edition of The Ripping Report.
Finally, someone who is dead.
This comes to us from the Indianapolis Star. Coroner IDs man found dead inside Planet Fitness tanning bed on Indy's south side.
Oh, no.
He's looking good, though.
No, he's not. And you got to find out why he's not.
Oh, no.
Looking like a mummy.
Oh, no. They shrunk his raisin.
They made a little leather guy.
The Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department is investigating the death of a man who was found inside a Planet Fitness on Monday on the city's south side. The man was identified as Derek Sink, 39.
Sorry.
Sorry, Derek. By the Marion County Coroner's Office. Coroner's Office had not determined the cause or manner of death as of Tuesday.
No, they were trying to rehydrate him first, then get a good look at him.
Now, I want you guys to try and keep track of some information you're about to receive, okay? Just sort of hold the days and the numbers in your mind as I give them to you.
You know I'm really good at dates and numbers.
Police received a report at about 8:26 a.m. Monday that a body had been found inside of a tanning bed in the Planet Fitness at 8708 Hardigan Street. Mm-hmm. When police arrived, they located Sink, who was reported missing on Sunday by his family. Mm-hmm. According to police records, his family had last heard from him on Friday.
Oh, no.
Members of Sink's family confirmed that Sink had gone into the tanning bed on Friday and was found dead on Monday, according to WTHR 13.
Vaccinated?
Offa doofa. That's a long weekend inside a tanning bed.
Sure is.
Man.
I feel hot in here to anyone else?
Now, you might think, maybe this is like a crazy gym that doesn't open on weekends. So they sort of missed him on the Friday and then didn't find him until the Monday. The South Indianapolis Planet Fitness hours indicate that the gym closed at 9 p.m. Friday and was open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Hmm.
On Monday, the gym opened at 5 a.m. and Sink was found shortly before 9 a.m.
You know what? I don't think finding him early would have helped him.
Well, no, he was...
He died in there on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. He didn't, like, decide to stay an extra night in the tanning bed and then die from that.
Like, oh, probably. No one's kicked me out yet.
Yeah. He didn't forget how to get out of the tanning bed.
How long can I keep this going? Maybe he was making a YouTube video. 30 hours in tanning bed?
Sliding doors situation where he still dies at Planet Fitness, but in the jacuzzi.
It could have happened anywhere. It was a ticking time bomb. As of now, police are investigating the case as a death investigation, not a homicide. In the Indianapolis Star reached out to a representative with Planet Fitness for a comment regarding Sink's death. Quote, we are deeply saddened by the passing of one of our members, and the franchise owner is working with local authorities in their investigation. McCall Gosselin, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer at Planet Fitness, said in an email to the Indianapolis Star.
Huh? Just hearing that name.
McCall Gosselin.
Beautiful.
Yeah. As for how a body remained in a tanning bed over the weekend, the company said it has, quote, robust operational brand protocols in place.
Oh.
And is, quote, working closely with our local franchisee to ensure they are upholding those brand protocols.
I mean, if the protocols have anything to do with, like, checking inside the equipment to make sure no one's been in there for, say, let's say, longer than 6 hours.
Yeah.
then I feel like it's kind of self-evident that the protocols aren't being followed in this case.
If the brand protocols that you followed led you to this, of what use was that brand protocol?
Yeah, exactly.
I just feel like that shouldn't even have to be a like corporate level brand protocol, that like at the end of the day you do a quick sweep of the tanning beds just like to make sure no one's passed out in there.
Yeah.
Anyone
make
dead
sure
in
no
here?
One's in there like a slow cooked goose.
Yeah. Oh, I hope no one in here is being braised in their own juices. Anyone being broiled in here? When do you reckon a body wouldn't start to smell for like a while, right?
Not if you dried the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
It's been mummified.
There's no details on like kind of smell.
No.
Skin feel.
And they would have, unless the staff were standing around for 14 hours saying, "You smell something?" Maybe a raccoon died up in the vents. No, I think this holds interesting possibilities, and immediately we must all be asking ourselves the same question. What if the Egyptians had access to tanning beds?
Yes.
Yep.
Some of those squiggly lines and shit on the walls of the pyramids would look different.
Yep.
Because they'd have tanning beds on them.
Horizontal line, series of squiggly lines coming up.
That's right. God damn. This is, yeah. I do you think the reason they don't specify whether or not the tanning bed stayed on the whole time was to avoid gruesome details, or because it was off and so it wasn't a problem?
Fun. I don't know.
I think it's because they know that the speculation is more fun than the answer.
Yes.
As we have displayed here today on this podcast.
And podcasters need their grist.
Yes. Give us rampant speculation. It's all we have.
Hey, my mill is empty. You don't have any... spare some grist.
Hey, if you discovered that a guy had been dead inside your Planet Fitness franchise for 3 days and none of your employees had noticed, you'd probably have to have some tough talks with those employees. Sometimes we like to have some tough talks with some people we'll never meet or communicate with. And we do that in Paging Dr. Lucy.
If you find that you are having a little relationship trouble, just to pick up your telephone and dial it on the double. You call 1-800-317-5155. Now you're paging Dr. Lucy.
This is from r/relationships over 35.
Hey, that's me.
Anyone got ideas about making a fun evening?
No.
No, you famously do actually struggle with that.
I do. I don't know what to tell you. I am sorry. You have come to the wrong place.
My wife and I, both 33F.
Oh, she's single?
Also, just for whatever reason, in case any pedants try and write in about this, relationships over 35 is for relationship questions for people over 30. That's what it says in the description of the subreddit. It seems like they fucked that one up.
Maybe some sort of idiot who can't pick up from context clues.
So my wife and I are together for 18 years. We have a daughter together. We're married. We have busy lives, etc. And we keep having serious discussions about life planning. And while they're important discussions, it's starting to drain us. I want us to have some goofy, chill evenings, but we keep getting back to talking about things that stress us and we can't really relax.
Sorry, can we just pause for a second? What? Did you say she's 33?
Yes.
How old's he?
They are both ladies. Both 33. They're both 33F.
They're both 33.
And they met when... They were 15, I guess.
All right. I was just checking just in case the elder of the two was like 36.
You were ready to destroy them.
I was.
Yes.
But
with
this
maths.
Appears to be some sort of high school sweetheart.
We're giving the green light to this relationship.
Yes, you are good to go.
Hey, lesbians, we endorse you.
Hey, lesbians who've been together for 18 years.
You've got Theo's thumbs up.
You've got the podcaster's approval.
2.5 straight guys are giving you the go-ahead. We're doing the thing that they do on the flight deck of battleships with the signs.
Yeah.
Waving you in. Go for it.
Hey, keep on being married. That's on us.
Yep. Unless, of course, she's pissing you off. It sounds like she won't just chill the fuck out and watch the latest episode of South Park and wants to keep talking about, you know, damn Mango Mussolini over here.
I like that you've already taken a side on this. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That other one sounds like a bitch.
The problem is that there aren't enough identifying details for me to, like, pick one of the two. Like, yeah. We have a daughter together, married, busy lives. We keep having serious discussions about life planning. And while they are important discussions, it's starting to drain us. I want us, but we can... Yeah, look, there's a lot of us and we in here.
Yeah. What about
you? But it's
you?
The writer who says, I want us to have some goofy, chill evenings. Now, from that single instance of I alone, I surmise...
By life? That it's,
I surmise that it is the... other wife who keeps bumming her out with these serious conversations.
The one that's written this is sort of like laid back and kind of fun, loves to hang out. The other one's an old nag. Same
age. Depending on where you live, have you tried weed?
Yeah, that's a fun, goofy time. Mm-hmm. Even our next video game that we want to play is a narrative horror game. It's not relaxing at all. Any ideas?
You got to play your games
this is
together
so
too.
So specific to you.
That seems really specific a thing to include your next video game. So you guys play your game together.
Do you
play
think they're
a joint
doing
video game
through a queue?
You reckon they're playing co-op, or do you think they're doing the classic couple thing of like one of them's playing and the other's pointing and saying "Go over there, go over there"?
I think they're playing Until Dawn.
Is that that's a narrative horror game?
Yes.
Yeah,
I believe they're playing Until Dawn. Until Dawn? What's the... No, it's
Until Dawn's the one where you, like, one person's a serial killer and the others are the people trying to get away, right?
No, that's Dead by Dawn, isn't it?
Dead by Dawn, yeah. So Until Dawn's the narrative one where, like, your choices affect the, like, branching paths and people get killed off and stuff. Like Heavy Rain.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like they're maybe playing The Last of Us 2. They're playing, you know, a Silent Hill remaster, things
yeah.
of this
I was
nature.
Thinking,
maybe what? They're playing PT on a PlayStation 4 that hasn't been patched.
Yeah, they're probably doing one of those hacks to get PT.
The hacks to get PT,
they
yeah.
spent $15,000 on a PS4 that got it just in time.
And she's complaining.
What if they're playing one of those... what's the company that makes, like, it's like a narrative decision, like a choose-your-own-adventure
oh,
style
Telltale.
Games.
Telltale.
Yeah, maybe they're playing one of those
Telltale
games.
I don't this doesn't sound like a Telltale thing to me.
No, okay. Narrative.
Well, Telltale signs aren't there.
Look, I got one suggestion. Play a fun game.
Play Astrobot.
I'm hearing a lot of talk about Astrobot from mostly you, Theo.
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm up
finally.
To the very last challenge level, and then I'll probably go and play Final Fantasy VII. But I've got... You know what? I just realized the other day I can play Alan Wake 2 now.
Yeah, I saw that.
I love me a Remedy
shooter.
I saw
you realizing that you could play Alan Wake 2 now.
And now the listeners can hear me do it.
Yeah.
Because they love that.
I never played Alan Wake 1. Maybe I never will.
More like Alan Woke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Nowadays.
Yeah. What with how he is. I think if you're at the point where you are asking a subreddit for something fun to do, you're fucked. Like, there are probably, with enough constraints, if you're like, hey, we're looking for something fun to do, but these are the restrictions we have. Like, our kid is this age. We can only go to these sorts of places or whatever. Like, you have a super narrow field in which you can choose stuff. That's a question that kind of makes sense to me. If your question is just... what are fun things to do in life?
Help me understand the concept of having fun. I'm 33 years old. You're in so much fucking trouble.
You're screwed. Like the last 33 years, you fucked up real bad.
Yeah.
You should have found something.
I don't think that this is like a spectrum thing either, because there's plenty of things to do out there.
Yeah, you could learn how to make your own guitar pedals.
Yep.
Or reupholster furniture. I'm just listing examples from one autistic person that I work with who got like new hobbies.
it's a real problem though, because like I feel like hobbies, like the spark kind of has to come from inside you.
Yes.
You know, like it's all well and good to just Google like hobbies, top hobbies 2024 Reddit.
Yeah.
You know, and then look at some hobbies and say, I'll give this one a go. But like, I was talking to someone about this the other day about like how generally speaking, if I'm considering a hobby or something I've been interested in, it's got to be something where I can figure out like some budget way of just having a go, you know, where maybe you're spending like under $200 to kind of start having a go at this thing and figure out if you like it enough to pursue it or if you're going to do it frequently enough to justify any future investment or whatever. And that's usually something that I've been like, I've found popping into my head over the course of months or years, and I've finally gone, you know what? I'm going to give that a go.
Yeah.
I'm not getting on Reddit and going, hey, can anyone online have an idea for me?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Like, what do couples do together? You've got kids, so it's not like you're probably not going to go out and do something crazy. So it's probably something you can do together at home.
I wish we knew how old the kid was. Because yeah, that would also kind of help us a little with timeline, as in like, did you guys meet when you were 15, like get married at 18, have a kid at 20, and now you're like, oh fuck, who are we?
Who are we? Yeah.
Are you having a little midlife crisis? You know, you've been with the same person for like literally your entire adult life and some of the rest of it. Now you're like, hold on, who am I? Do I even like narrative horror games?
Yeah.
Do I even like you? Pointing your finger like 1 inch from your spouse's face. You?
Just like, I don't know. I reckon start with weed. That's a good start. Just like, you know how you've probably had friends in your life where they didn't smoke weed at all as a teenager or in their early 20s, and they discover it in their 30s, and then you kind of lose them for a couple of years? Because you know how like we did it at a healthy point in their lives where it didn't really matter that we just sort of tapped out of the world and our responsibilities to drugs. But then someone who's like 32 has a weed gummy that a friend gives them. And they're like, holy shit, and I can do this all the time. And then they do it all the time. And then they just sort of kind of lose the plot for a little while. And then they come back 3 or 4 years later and they go, wow, what a rush. You could do that. So that's the next 4 years of both of your lives sorted. You're just like staying inside, popping way too many gummies and watching like Mystery Science Theater 3000, three episodes back to back. That's a whole night sorted. Bam.
Or, you know, ask Reddit.
Yeah. Well, I think you should probably get your advice from podcasts. I think that's the best place to get life advice from, I think.
That's a real form. It's a real form of entertainment.
Yeah.
Conducted by real sources of intelligence, you know, good looking too. A lot of podcasters, which seems counterintuitive, considering that it's an audio only format.
Yes, correct.
Even though a lot of these Johnny Come Latelys insist on fucking videoing themselves while they make their podcasts, wrong. You guys don't even get it. You don't even know how it works.
Yeah, idiot.
Stupid.
While we're talking about that, you know what I fucking hate?
Go.
People do that thing where they make viral TikToks or Instagram reels that are just framed to look like it was said on a podcast.
What is the deal with that?
What's the deal with that? Because anyway, you're not even making a podcast. And we're not making the video element because that's not what we're about.
Yeah. We're also not promoting ourselves because that's not what we're
show,
about.
Or the show.
I think everyone that listens to this probably spends most of their week telling their friends to listen to it, which is like the best kind of marketing there is.
Yeah.
And I guess a lot of people would probably find us from like the iTunes front page. It's like, ooh, fun, irreverent.
Top 10 current events.
Comedy current events, yeah.
Yeah.
Australian comedy current events. Zany.
Shortlist.
Implied left-leaning.
Pulitzer.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably find us from that. No fucking idea how you would find us in America, where they got way more podcasts. We check in on America in America Watch.
America.
It's coming to us from CNN. Come and Go is going away.
No.
come and gone.
Yeah. All our institutions that are dying.
What I wrote in the document there, T-Bird.
Yeah, okay.
But you're not in the document. We're so in sync.
I'm not in the document.
We're like that episode of Neon Genesis. Come and Go is going away. Its new owner is rebranding all of its locations with a familiar name to Idaho.
Come he comes.
Yeah.
Come Big master. Comes.
That's right. Come and Go, the Midwestern gas station chain that gained national fame for the immature Snickers its name often receives, is making a change.
Judging me, CNN?
Yeah. That seems
also, you.
Sort of changing your differentiator seems a bit. Seems a bit strange from a business point of view, but, you know, go off, I guess.
Yes, yes, tear them down.
Get now, them from a marketing perspective.
If you're an Australian, you might not be familiar with this. So Come and Go is spelt K-U-M.
Mm-hmm. Close enough.
The rest, but so close to the way that's like the sex way of spelling that word. And now to Americans, they just drive past it and they go, yeah, that's the Come and Go. I got to get my gas there at $3.20 a gallon or whatever.
At the Come and Go.
At the Come and Go.
Going to buy a glizzy at the Come and Go.
Yeah.
Going to get glizzed up at the Come and Go.
I need a foot long from the Come and Go.
Yeah.
Need my 64-ounce soda at the Come and Go. But to us, it actually sounds quite funny because it's got cum in the name.
Yeah.
Over
that's
here.
That's the stuff that pops out when you,
when you rub it
when
a
you rub it for a while.
Around here, cum means nut. To bust, if you will.
Yeah.
I think the closest thing we have to like a business that has an absolutely insane name that the people that live near it have just learned to live with would be the Tasmanian bottle shop chain 9/11.
Yeah.
I do want to clarify though that I don't honor any of the names that are like We made it a double entendre on purpose.
Oh, get fucked with that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And like cheeky names, shut the fuck up and fuck off. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Burger Time 69. Wait, is that the sex number?
That's the sex number, yeah.
Fuck off. I bet your burgers suck. Not going there, wouldn't know. That 9/11 though, they didn't do that for clicks. They were called that before that fateful day.
Yeah.
They stayed true to themselves.
Yeah, they went, hey.
The planes hit that building and they've feel very conflicted.
How
great for marketing.
Who do you think, like, how long after the second tower hit the planes that the first person who works at a 9/11 realized it was going to be a problem? Are we talking like, because most of them would have been asleep.
Yeah. And then you wake up and it's like tragedy, et cetera, on the 11th of September.
Yeah. And you're
takes
like,
a little while to kind of.
Yeah. And to us, we would have been like 11/9.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
What's
if your
the
bottle
deal?
Shop was called 11/9, you'd be fucked.
Yeah.
Phew. Back to bed, you know?
Man, they must have had so many meetings.
Like, yeah. So what do we many. Do?
Like, I'm talking Jared Fogel Subway number of meetings, like a lot. It's like, we got to change the fucking name, right? We can't. People know us as 9/11, and it's got presumably their opening hours in it. I wonder if that's still true.
Also, we had the name first.
Before that fateful day?
Before that fateful day, yeah.
So 2 days out of seven, 9/11 is open 9 till 11. The rest, it's open 9 to 10.
Okay.
So it could just be called 9/10. And then there wouldn't be anything, any references to that fateful day.
Fateful day.
Mostly 9/11?
We're sometimes 9/11.
Sometimes 9/11.
9/11 on weekends.
9, 10, and 2/7.
Maverick, a rival chain that bought Come and Go in 2023, announced that it's in, quote, process of rebranding Come and Go stores with the intent to unify our entire combined footprint under the Maverick brand, marking an eventual end to the 49-year-old naughty name. Quote, while we're committed to this vision, we are taking a thoughtful market-by-market approach to ensure the best customer experience before confirming each state's rebrand.
Yeah.
We just got to be real careful with all the people who go, hey, wait a second, the Come and Go's a Maverick. So you got to handle that pretty carefully, I guess. a Maverick spokesperson said in a statement to CNN, a specific timeline for when the Come and Go name will be fully retired wasn't revealed. Come and Go was founded in Iowa in 1959 by Bill Krause and his father-in-law, T.S. Gentle.
Huh? Yes.
That's such a good name. Oh.
Where did we go wrong?
Please, Mr. Gentle was my father.
Yeah.
It was founded as Hampton Oil Co. Great, great American business name. And eventually expanded across the Midwest, changing its name to Come and Go in 1975. They didn't have Come in 1975?
No, what did they call it then?
What were they calling it?
Ejaculate? Or did they just not have a name for it? They didn't know.
The society wasn't ready to talk about it yet.
Yeah.
It wasn't until The Green Door came out, everyone was willing to call it something. Don't know where
I've
The Green
got,
Door
I've got
came
an
out.
Idea for them. Why uh-huh. don't they do they some international outreach? They align themselves under maybe like a brand that has recognition elsewhere in the world. They rebrand to Come on 9/11.
Just imagine the number of people that ironically buy the shirts. That's a $1 million idea. In a 1993 interview with the Des Moines Register, Krause said that the K stood for his name and the G stood for gentle.
Huh? Gentle comes.
Choosing the Come and Go brand because, quote, it had the fewest number of letters, so the signs would be cheaper.
Now that's thinking. That's a
that
man.
That cannot be true. Please say that's not true. I want half the number of letters. The inferred sexual innuendo became part of its reputation. I don't think if it's just the word come, it's an innuendo. That's not an inference.
No.
That's just the thing, but spelt slightly different. Quote, I can bristle and be offended, or I can look at the fact that 100,000 people a day come through the doors of Come and Go, Krause said, who died in 2013.
What are you offended about, buddy?
Imagine living long enough to see the dynasty that you started, the great Come and Go service station dynasty, become lewd.
Yeah.
See people in the street looking up at the sign and snickering after all that hard work you put in. That's exactly what Atlas Shrugged is about, I think. Despite being a regional chain, the brand has often found itself in the national spotlight. A line of branded merchandise bearing the name exploded in popularity when Johnny Knoxville wore a Come and Go t-shirt in the sequel to the Jackass movie.
Fair.
Yeah. They got the Knoxville bump. Come and Go has 400 locations spread throughout 13 states in the U.S. Midwest and South. Maverick's acquisition brings the combined number of locations to about 800 and makes it the 12th largest convenience and gas station chain in the United States.
Jeez, that's a long list, isn't it?
It's a very fucking long list. That's one of the things about America is you don't have to drive very far to start seeing completely different chain stuff. And it's not like it's small chains. It's still hundreds of places. But like two states over, they don't have it. And when they talk to each other about this stuff, they're like, what? You don't have a Wawa? You got Come and Go, but not Wawa? You don't have Stinkers?
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, we've heard of all this stuff. How have you guys not heard of each other's stuff?
We're always saying we're going to go down and get a car splooged. You guys don't have splooge?
You don't have splooged leave? Hey, to see the last Come and Go finally be gone. I was trying to get a pun there and I realized we've used the super yeah. obvious one once already. That would be a crime. We check out crimes in Crime Watch.
Please put down your weapon. You are in direct violation of Penal Code Black 13, Section 9. You now have 5 seconds to comply. Help me!
from WHTM in Pennsylvania. ATM stolen from York County Bank. Troopers investigating.
Yeah.
Yep. I think it's gone.
I would look into that. Where'd it go? That'd be my first question.
It's been taken.
And who has it? And why?
What possible reason could anyone have?
We just don't have a motive for this one.
So strange. That's 10 ATMs in the month.
Just don't make any kind of sense. What would make someone go and do something like this?
It's no patent to it.
I don't get it. It's full of someone else's money. What could they want with it?
An ATM at a York County bank was stolen early Tuesday morning, and state police say they are looking for the culprits. Okay. An ATM alarm at Truist Bank, located at 16,576 Susquehanna Trail South in Shrewsbury Township, went off, notifying troopers, who then got to the bank before 2 a.m., state police at York said in a news release. At the bank, troopers say they saw the ATM was gone and found a skid loader. Okay? So I... sort of maybe
skid loader. That's what I call my butthole.
Oh, I don't have a name for mine. The suspects managed to steal an older model Ford F-450 and a skid loader with a trailer from a nearby maintenance shop. Troopers said they learned while investigating.
They multi-classed.
They did this video game style. They unlocked different
level
kinds of crime.
Level 99 thief. Do they not put like GPS trackers in them?
In skid loaders or ATMs?
In ATMs.
Yeah, it seems like you could put that inside an ATM, couldn't you?
Yeah, unless they didn't care.
Yeah.
Unless it's insured for more than the amount of money in it.
Yeah, they probably like oversold it by like 20 or 30 bucks. And then they're up 20 or 30 bucks.
That's money in the bank. Which is what they are.
Yeah. And that's what they want, I think. After getting to the bank, the skid loader was used to break the ATM free and load it onto a tow-behind utility trailer connected to the Ford. So these guys just rocked up to like an adjacent shop.
Yes.
We're like, grab the truck, grab the trailer, grab the skid loader. We take the skid loader over to the bank. We put the ATM on the skid loader, use the skid loader, put that on the trailer, drive the truck away. And these guys rocked up with like empty-handed, presumably. Maybe a screwdriver? Just to sort of get the little rubber thing off the window. Damn. Coat hanger, maybe? This is amazing.
This is fantastic. Yeah, they got done by the guys from Sexy Beast.
Still haven't seen it.
You must.
I bet that was great.
Ben, you would love Sexy Beast.
You got a Ray Winstone?
You got Ray Winstone out the wazoo.
You got a Ben Kingsley in there?
Ben Kingsley cunt all the time.
Being the scariest person alive.
Yeah.
You got some fantastic editing, some beautiful directorial
lovely
choices.
European locations.
Mm.
That's not a Soderbergh, is it? No, it's not.
No, it's Jonathan Glazer.
Jonathan Glazer, that's right.
Whoa.
I think this is the sort of crime people should be doing. Like, instead of like rocking up.
Too.
Absolutely no victim. Everyone's insured.
It's just rearranging the pieces a little bit.
Yeah. Just take what you have at hand. It's sort of like cooking. You know, you open up the fridge and you go, what can I create from this? You just stand on a street corner, have a look around. Skid loader, Ford F-450, utility trailer, ATM. Oh, honey, I just had the best idea.
Absolutely.
Everyone can cook.
That's right. Everyone can steal.
It's like the take a penny, leave a penny tray. Yes. Some people don't need the penny. Some people need it more than others.
Yeah. That bank doesn't need that ATM. That They've got heaps of
it.
Money.
They've
when
got
would
so
they take
much
money, out?
Money, dude. Like, in the vault back there?
Yeah.
There's got to be more.
Yes. Presumably. I still don't really understand... How that all?
Yeah,
how much?
What do they keep it back there? Isn't it all on the computer now?
Yeah,
computer or is that where the computers are now?
I've said this before, but we went to a cashless bank by mistake. We went to the I think it was the ANZ at Toowong, and Maddie was like, "Oh, I need to withdraw some money," and they went, "Oh, no, we're cashless."
So
it's not really
our
thing.
Excuse me, what is a bank if you don't have a vault? With a handle that you spin and all the money's in there.
Yes.
So what are you, a bunch of people that can't help? That's the only kind of person you have is the guy that says, oh, I don't know about that. You have to do that online.
Is it just the computer back there with the ANZ webpage? Because I can get that.
I have that on my phone.
Yeah, I've got that on my bigger phone. Fuck off. I thought I was going to beat you to it.
Always thinking about how tidy one of your phones is.
Alas and alack, yeah.
Yeah. God damn.
There's only two denominations they have anymore at the bank, ones and zeros.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Andrew. Correct.
What of nowadays?
Yeah. It's fucked up. And these, they're not even like the people do anything. They're always going to redirect you to the website. They're not going to actually like give you a bank loan or whatever. Do you still have to like wear a suit and tie and go sit with a guy to get a loan? Does that still happen? And he's like smoking.
I mean, we did, but that was 11 years ago.
I don't know. I've never had a loan before. Never got one of those. They sound like a lot of work. The guy's going to ask me about my spending habits and he's looking at my bank statement.
It's a general rule. It's if you would like to put money into the bank, hey, however you want to do it, Chief.
They're not asking.
If you would like to take money away from the bank or possibly to cease doing business with the bank altogether, we don't know how to do that online.
Can't do that here, I'm afraid.
We haven't got that figured out yet on the computer, you know?
Also, it doesn't work on the phone. You try and call them, they're just redirecting you. They're bouncing you all over the place. I'm sick to death of the modern era and its changes that came with it, and I'm the first person to feel that way.
That's right.
Crime Watch. That's where we talk about crime. Here's another one. This is from the Niagara Gazette. Beekeeper accused of swiping colony.
It's always in the first place you look.
Yeah, beekeeper's house. There it is.
Classic beekeeper stuff, really.
A local beekeeper has been accused of taking another beekeeper's colony of honeybees and equipment off the side of a business in the town of Lockport.
Oh, see, I was picturing a disgruntled beekeeper who, like, took his own colony that he was looking after. Maybe on behalf of someone else, you know? Maybe he was like bees. Maybe he was hired to look after the bees on some rich dick's property.
Mm.
And one day he was like, you know what? Fuck these guys. They don't deserve all of you, he says, kind of motioning in a way that encapsulates all the bees, even the ones that are floating around the hive, not just the ones that are in it.
Yes.
And he's not just singling out the queen either. He's kind of including everybody because he gets it.
Yeah.
He gets it in a way that these rich fuckers don't.
Yes. Yes. I bet all those workers could turn around and throw an uprising on that queen if they wanted to as well.
I mean, there's so many more of the workers than there is of the queen.
Yes. Correct.
Think about it. Like, if they wanted to rise up.
Yeah.
They wanted to, like, lift their skinny fists, et cetera.
Yeah.
I could if I wanted to. I just don't feel like it.
Queen's pretty good, man.
I don't know. I kind of like the queen.
Yeah. She's not like
my mom.
Not like those elites.
Yeah. The victim, that was political commentary, by
That's
the way.
That's political commentary,
The victim contacted the Niagara
These are also
County.
Orange.
God damn.
Reminds me of a certain person in power.
The victim had contacted the Niagara County Sheriff's Office on October 23rd to report that his equipment had been stolen while he was servicing a bee infestation at a house on the 5800 block of South Transit Road.
You don't have to service it. I think you've got to remove it. Do not give it an oil change, so on and so forth. You can
that
just
is a weird
bit.
Way
it's
to phrase
it.
That, isn't it? Sounds like
you guys got everything you need. Bit out.
You guys all good? In the walls here? The equipment consisted of a 19-inch by 12-inch by 8-inch nucleus box that contained a colony of honeybees and was valued at $500. It was installed in the front of the business at the time of its theft. According to the regional director of the business, the security footage showed that the box was taken at about 7:30 p.m. October 18th. Sheriff's investigators noted they were denied access to the security footage by the business without a warrant. Yes.
Yes.
Tell them.
We understand our rights, they say, stopping the police from solving a crime that's been committed against them.
Yeah, good on you. Back off.
Can I can I just call out the Niagara Gazette for a second?
Sure.
Beekeeper has been accused of taking another beekeeper's colony of honeybees off the side of a business, yet they claim that the nucleus box was installed in the front of the business at the time of the theft. What the fuck is going on?
Well, the front is one of the sides.
That's true.
Yeah.
So hang on.
I'd have to see the building to really make a call about this. It's not an igloo, perchance. A yurt, you know?
So the footage is from the beekeeper's business?
From the local business that had the infestation, that had the box attached to it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. No. So this makes more sense. So the beekeeper who had his stuff stolen.
Yeah.
Raised that with the police, and the police went to the business that was getting serviced at the time.
Yeah.
Because they had the bees in the wall.
But he
and they
had
said, hey, I want those tapes. And they said, no.
Mm-mm.
Come back with a warrant.
Is the infestation and the bee box unrelated?
Been over my dead bees.
Yeah. What? It just would be very funny if it was the person who raised the crime. Like, hey, can we see those tapes? And they're like, no.
No. Solve it with the other materials available to you.
I can't do that right now.
I want you to see that. Hey, I can't do that. Maybe ask later. According to another employee of the business also contacted police to report that she had investigated the incident. Don't worry, I'm on the case. And contacted other local beekeepers for information, eventually finding one who admitted he had taken the bees.
Oh, sorted.
Upon making contact with deputies, the suspected beekeeper.
Suspected of being a beekeeper?
We know beekeeper? He's a beekeeper. Said he believed the bees were not being attended to properly and that the front desk receptionist had given him permission to take them.
Hey, look, we're all done here, but I just got to ask you a question real quick. Do those bees seem sad to you?
Yeah.
Those bees seem fulfilled? Do you have an opinion on how fulfilled those bees seem?
I mean, I can take them.
Do these bees seem held to you? he was, however, willing to return the nucleus box and the bee colony to the victim. The receptionist recalled speaking to the beekeeper, but did not remember giving him permission. So the receptionist has gone, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy's like, great, I'll be right back with my truck.
Signing for the package and going,
Not really paying attention.
The owner of the bees said the equipment had been tampered with and was no longer useful. He also stated he would like to pursue charges. That guy tried to crowbar open the nucleus box or something. What'd he do to it?
Are you talking to my bees out there?
The suspect was charged with petit larceny and surrendered at the Niagara County Sheriff's Office on October 24th. He is scheduled to appear in town of Lockport Court.
I want to see that court appearance. Yeah, I took the bees. Do I regret it? Hell no. They deserve to be somewhere better.
This secondary beekeeper took it while another beekeeper was there?
But occupied.
Yeah, occupied with an infestation. And this guy goes, oh, I'll have these.
Now's my chance. Yeah. It's a crime of opportunity.
No, I disagree. He was there and he was like, too busy for these bees, huh? Not giving them the time they deserve. Not meeting their needs. You know? You know who could meet your needs? Me. The Mee Keeper.
That's right. Hey, that was definitely an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for subscribing. Keep it up. You're doing great. Love
your
work. Yeah. It would be awful if you stopped. Please keep going.
Actually, I just checked and you are right up the top of the leaderboard.
You're really doing it. We will see you on the free episode. Stay safe out there. Bye.
Bye-bye. You just got an Xbox achievement.